This season, we're launching a new episode of The Missing every week. But if you don't want to wait, all episodes are currently available completely ad-free on What's the Story Crime. Signing up is really easy. Just follow the link in our show notes. You're guaranteed to find your new favourite true crime listen. From con men to missing people, forensic investigations to miscarriages of justice, What's the Story Crime is the home for all true crime fans who want bingeable, addictive, crime-based content.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The following series deals with issues around unexplained deaths, trauma, and can discuss issues of suicide. Please take care when listening. A woman in her late 40s, abandoned outside a hospital in London. To date, she's never been identified. Jane Doe, a person without a name, a life story which has no ending. A body lying on a post-mortem table, and investigators searching for answers. Welcome to your latest true crime obsession, Jigsaw, told in bite-sized episodes which get straight to the heart of the unusual circumstances and the possible clues that could help identify an unknown body. There are around 1,000 people found in the UK who cannot be identified. They were mothers and daughters, fathers and sons. Somebody somewhere will likely be wondering what happened to them. In this series, we present the pieces of the mysterious jigsaw puzzle in the hope that someone listening can piece them together. So listen carefully as we present the clues. Dust off your detective hat as we delve into the coroner's case files and help us dissect the details that try and establish who they are. In this episode, can we give a name to the St Helier woman? Brought to you from the charity Locate International, this is Jigsaw. Sometimes the manner of someone's death suggests that finding out their identity will be problematic. Circumstances which point towards the underworld, something unsavoury, almost certainly criminal. These tales are dark and murky, and they can make investigations extremely tough. After all, finding someone with information is hard enough across all of the episodes in this series. But finding someone with information when there are criminals at play That's a whole extra challenge. Nevertheless, Locate International believe that in most cases, someone may want to speak up. Circumstances change and loyalties can fade. Perhaps someone who didn't want to speak up then might be compelled to do so now. This episode focuses on the tragic story of the St. Helier woman who still remains nameless. She may have been involved in criminality, but that doesn't mean she doesn't deserve an identity. So here we go. Clue number one, the hospital visit. On the 29th of May 2006, a nurse is arriving for her shift at St. Helier Hospital in Sutton, southwest London. As she heads for the doors of A&E, she notices a woman sat on the wall to her right. The woman is doubled over and clutching her stomach. She seems disorientated, her eyes glassy, her skin covered in sweat. She's clearly in a great deal of pain. The alarm is quickly raised, and the only priority is to get the woman inside the hospital and under the attention of medics. Nurses rally around, a wheelchair is wheeled outside, and the woman is transferred into a bay for assessment. Doctors rush in, closing the curtain swiftly behind them, but the woman is fading from consciousness, her eyes rolling backwards in her head. Before she passes out, the nurses manage to obtain her name. Mary Coffey, she says. Though with no identification papers or documentation in her possession, this name is never verified. And as they give her some pain relief, they also ask for her date of birth, which she offers up as the 27th of April, 1957, making her 49 years of age. But then, nothing. The St. Helier woman says nothing more, and she's said nothing since. Over the next few hours, she remains unconscious as doctors try to save her life. Her organs are shutting down. Monitors bleep sporadically as she's observed in the emergency room, but scans reveal that the St. Helier woman, or Mary, has ingested 61 packages of cocaine, which are releasing huge and ultimately lethal amounts of the drug into her system. She dies within hours, and due to the manner of her death, a criminal investigation is launched. It's not every day that someone is admitted to hospital with 61 packs of cocaine in their stomach, and police knew that others must be involved. It was Detective Inspector Mike Smith who released a statement to the media to encourage anyone to come forward with information. He said, "While still unconscious, the woman told hospital staff she had flown in from Ghana to Heathrow earlier that morning and that she was carrying a large amount of cocaine in her stomach." He went on to add, "It's likely she was picked up at some point and dropped at the hospital once she became ill." But picked up by who? No one lives in a vacuum, and people certainly don't deal in the drugs industry in a vacuum. St. Helier woman was known to people. In this instance, her associates, people associated with drug importation. Smugglers. Someone or a number of people had been involved in giving her the drugs, instructing her to fly, and been waiting to collect them or her on arrival. More than that, it's likely that at least one of those smugglers had helped her reach a hospital, when it was apparent that her smuggling operation was going drastically wrong. After checking flight logs in and out of Heathrow International, detectives confirmed that the St. Helier woman had indeed flown in from Ghana. But there was a possibility she was due to get a connecting onward flight to Amsterdam. Were her handlers in the UK or were they overseas? Tragically, the St. Helier woman died alone and in drastic pain, after being abandoned at the hospital. So an investigation began into the circumstances of her life and how it had led to her premature death. It isn't a stretch to deduce she had likely experienced much hardship of some kind, which led her to smuggle the drugs in the first place. And while this could happen to anyone, her case highlights how especially dangerous this is for women from countries such as Ghana, who are trafficked and exploited in the hope of a better life. Did the St. Helier woman have family back in Ghana, or was she alone? Was she really called Mary? Investigators quickly realised that the people who interacted with St. Helier woman in the final hours of her life would be unlikely to come forward, as it would mean incriminating themselves in the international drugs trade. But they were also keen to stress that any information would be treated in confidence. Information which could identify the St. Helier woman could even be issued anonymously. And authorities urge those who know something to speak up. But until that happens, we have to rely on the other clues available to us. Which leads us to clue number two. Body and clothes.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Going on the date of birth given by St. Helier woman, her age would have been around 49. Though she certainly looked more youthful, around 40. She was 5'10" in height and of heavy build. She was Afro-Caribbean with black skin and dark brown wavy hair bulked out with extensions, which had slight tints of red in them. She'd entered the hospital wearing a large wrap scarf which she'd draped around her frame, a black background with bold red flowers and gold swirls around the neck and looping around the floral design. She also had a matching handkerchief. And both the wrap and the scarf had the logo for a brand called Argent Swallow. Was this a Ghanaian brand? Something she brought with her on her final tragic journey? Or could this clue point to a different scenario? A product which is available in the UK and suggests the woman spent more than just a few hours on UK soil. Finally, on her feet she wore a pair of black sandals. But other than the clothes on her back and on her feet, there was nothing else on her person to identify her. No luggage or personal possessions. Investigators were baffled. Where was her passport? She'd undoubtedly had one in order to board her flight from Ghana. And where were her personal possessions, such as money, or a forward address, or even a bag of more clothes to wear? Had she abandoned them at the airport, in pain and in search of medical help, or had they been kept and claimed by the people who met her on her arrival? Investigators are desperate to know, because someone does know, and they believe the St. Helier woman will have a family and friends wondering what happened to her. So as you go about your day-to-day business, don't forget the case of the St. Helier woman, the name she gave to the doctors, Mary Kofi, her potential connection to Ghana, and her bold, decorative scarf. Could you hold the missing piece of the puzzle which might allow investigators to complete this jigsaw? You've been listening to Jigsaw, a bite-sized podcast appeal from Locate International. They're the charity who work to reinvestigate missing people's cases with a mission to give a name to the unidentified. You can see images related to this case on their website, www.locate.international. On that website, you'll also find a forum, a discussion board where listeners can share ideas and information. You can discuss each case with other listeners, go deeper into the story, and provide details which investigators can follow. That address again is www.locate.international. Locate International believe that everyone deserves dignity in death. If you have any relevant information or ideas you'd like to share with their investigators, please get in contact with them. The information you give us can be anonymous, but your information alone could help identify this woman and reunite her with her name. We'd also really appreciate if you share it with your friends and family and leave a rating and a review that will help other people find this series. Jigsaw is produced by What's the Story Sounds. We also make The Missing and lots of other shows we think you might like. Why not sign up to What's the Story Crime, where you can get exclusive access to all of our series first, as well as ad-free episodes, bonus content, and even an entire series you can't hear elsewhere. What's the Story Crime is the number one choice for UK true crime series. Signing up is super easy. Just search for What's the Story Crime in Apple Podcasts, or follow the link on our show notes to get access on whatever platform you prefer to listen to. All the information is also available on www.whatsthestorysounds.com/crime.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
This season, we're launching a new episode of The Missing every week. But if you don't want to wait, you can listen to them exclusively on What's the Story Crime. Just search for What's the Story Crime in Apple Podcasts or follow the link in our show notes to get access on whatever platform you prefer to listen on. All the information is also available on www.whatsthestorysounds.com/crime.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.